Hello, friends. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and welcome to All Things Murder. Welcome to All Things Murder, the show that dives into real true crime cases that inspired pop culture movies and shows we know today. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and if you're planning on going to West Virginia anytime soon, you may want to do so with caution after you hear about the Mothman. Have you heard of him? You may have even seen the 2002 film starring Richard Gere, The Mothman Prophecies. Listener's discretion is advised. If you're a fan of horror movies or true crime, or perhaps both like myself, don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube at All Things Murder. New episodes on Thursdays. In November of 1966, two couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry, and their friends, Steve and Mary Mallett, were just driving in Point Pleasant near the McClinton Wildlife Management Area, which was an abandoned TNT factory from World War II. They were just hanging outside the factory when Roger saw these bright lights that kept getting closer and closer. Then he realized that they weren't lights. Oh no, but red glowing eyes. The group claimed to have seen a creature that had bright red eyes about 6 inches apart, a wingspan of 10 feet, and the apparent urge to avoid the bright headlights of their car. According to witnesses, this creature was able to fly at incredible speeds, perhaps as fast as 100 miles per hour. They knew this because it apparently chased their car to the outskirts of town before it disappeared into a nearby field. Now, you don't know this. I have a tattoo of a bird on me, but don't let it fool you. I am deathly afraid of birds. I don't trust birds. No go on birds. No go. No go on creatures that are trying to chase me. They reported the sighting to the police, but this would not be the last sighting that the newspapers dubbed the Mothman. At first, the reporters were skeptical. In the papers, they called the Mothman a bird and a mysterious creature. However, they did print Mary's description that it was like a man with wings. The Gettysburg Times reported 8 additional sightings in the short span 3 days after the first claims. This included 2 volunteer firefighters who said they saw a very large bird with large red eyes. Again, no birds. If you saw a giant bird coming at you, would you not freak out? I'm just saying. Another resident claimed that he saw strange patterns appearing on his TV one night, following a mysterious sound just outside of his home. When he went outside with a flashlight, he saw 2 red eyes resembling bicycle reflectors looking back at him. He also allegedly claimed that this creature is the reason that his dog disappeared. Interesting. Dr. Robert L. Smith, an associate professor of wildlife biology at West Virginia University, dismissed that there was a flying monster and insisted it was a sandhill crane, which was almost as tall as the average man and had bright red flesh around its eyes. See, guys, what are you freaking out about? Not a creature, it's a crane. Really? A crane? Now, witnesses who claimed to have seen the Mothman, some were fishers, some were hunters, they said, "Sir, no, we know the difference. It was a creature, okay? Not a crane." Dismissed. Now, as you can imagine, there are many theories about the Mothman. Some said because it resided near the TNT area that the bunkers may have leaked some toxic materials to the wildlife preserve nearby, possibly affecting some of the animals. Another theory was that the Mothman was the work of a very committed prankster who hid in the abandoned factory. Some people, such as UFOologists, cryptozoologists, and paranormal authors, all claimed that the Mothman was an alien. The Silver Bridge Collapse. On December 15th, 1967, just over a year after the first Mothman sighting, traffic was really bad on the Silver Bridge, and it collapsed, and unfortunately resulted in 46 deaths. That same evening, calls were coming in saying that there was a creature with red glowing eyes and was hanging around the bridge. Mothman. In 1975, author John Keel of the book The Mothman Prophecies claimed that the Point Pleasant residents experience visions, including premonitions of the collapse of the Silver Bridge, UFO sightings, visits from inhuman or threatening men in black, and other phenomena. After his book and the 2002 Mothman Prophecies movies based on his book, starring Richard Gere, the town soon became iconic among conspiracy theorists, UFOologists, and fans of the paranormal. In the Mothman Prophecies film, Richard Gere plays a reporter whose wife seems to have witnessed the Mothman shortly before she dies. He then finds himself inexplicably in Point Pleasant several years later with no clue how he got there. And he's not the only one having trouble explaining himself. The film popularized the image of the Mothman as a harbinger of doom. I'm gonna say, yeah, if there's a giant creature, possibly an alien, that's not good for us. It's not. They had an idea that anytime there's visits from the Mothman, that it would predict disasters, and some believe it was even ties to the Chernobyl disaster of 1986, the Mexican swine flu outbreak of 2009, and the 2011 nuclear disaster in Fukushima, Japan. They're like, see, we saw the Mothman and all this crazy stuff started happening. Coincidence? We think not. As for sightings of the actual Mothman, they mostly declined since the late 1960s. But every so often, a sighting emerges. In 2016, a man who just moved to Point Pleasant spotted a mysterious creature jumping from tree to tree. He claimed to local reporters that he was unaware of this local legend of the Mothman until he allegedly spotted the beast himself. Whether these sightings are real or not, the Mothman can still be seen in Point Pleasant today in the form of a historical museum and also in the form of a 12-foot-tall chrome-polished statue complete with massive steel wings and ruby-red eyes. Every September, there's a festival commemorating the Mothman's visits. The festivities celebrate one of America's strangest local legends that people are still scratching their heads to this day. Do you believe in the Mothman? And that, my dear friends, is the legend of the Mothman. Thank you all so much for joining me. I'm Marissa Blackwood, and don't forget to tune in next week for a new All Things Murder, if you dare.